Hey friends, it's the 27th of October, and I want to welcome you to pray today. And one of my responsibilities as your pastor is to challenge you. And I like to challenge you because that's what God calls me to do. I don't want to just be a candy cane preacher who tells you easy things to do or doesn't give you any challenging things to do. But today I'm going to maybe stretch you just a little bit. So I hope that's okay with you. If it's not, you've probably already turned off Pray Today for today. So for the rest of you who are still with me, I want you today to think about somebody that you know that needs prayer. Somebody who is hurting. Now that's not hard to do, is it? Somebody who's hurting, somebody who's going through difficult times, somebody who is dealing with sickness, somebody who has lost hope in their life or lost their way with God or whatever it is. I want you to allow God to place somebody on your heart that you can pray for. So that's the first step. Now, are you ready for the challenging step? The challenging step is to not only pray for them, but to pray with them. So here's what I want to challenge you to do today. This person that you've got on your heart or that you will have on your heart, I want to encourage you to call them or meet them or FaceTime them or Zoom them or whatever you've got to do so that they can see your face and you can tell them that you're thinking about them and that you would like to take a few minutes of their day to pray for them. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. That's hard for me to do. Well, believe it or not, it's hard for most people to do. But it is something that, if done, I guarantee you will mean so much to that person. Not only will it mean so much to that person, but just watch God move in that. Watch God move in their life. Watch God encourage them, and maybe God will even deliver them from whatever it is that's so challenging in their life. But no matter what happens, you can know that not your pastor, but if you're pressed by the Holy Spirit to follow through with this challenge, you'll know that you were obedient to God. So how's that for a challenge today? I want to take my time praying with you today to pray for you. Could we pray together? Father, sometimes we're asked to do difficult things, but we're asked to do difficult things that honor and glorify you. Lord, I pray that in this moment you would place people on our minds and our hearts that we are to lift up in prayer. And Lord, even before we pray with them, Lord, right now in this moment, we pray for them. We pray that you would meet their needs. We pray that they would turn towards you. We pray that they would feel encouraged when we pray with them. We pray that you would be glorified, Lord. God, I want to lift up my friends who are listening to this, who are telling themselves, yes, I do believe this is something that God wants me to do. And I'm going to step out of my comfort zone and I'm going to call that person. Some of you, even as soon as you get done listening to this, are going to make that phone call. I'm going to call that person, or I'm going to talk to that person, or I'm going to go to that person's house or workplace. And I'm going to say, God has placed you on my heart today. And I just want to pray for you. And Father, when that happens, would you be glorified and would you encourage the people who are being prayed with. God, thank you that you call us to do hard things, even when they're things that we'd rather not do or that stretch us. But Lord, I believe you're going to work through today. Thank you, Father, for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you're going to do that today, I want to hear your story. Would you email me, Brant, B-R-A-N-T, at c3hayes.com, and let me know about your story and how the person reacted to you praying with them. I'd love to celebrate that with you. Brant at celebratejesus.org. Love you. Talk to you tomorrow.